Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Friday morning, and it is time for our check-in in partnership with our friends at the Bay Club. This is our last check-in. Annie!
Hi, good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. I know. We've had such a great time collaborating the last few months, talking about all the different challenges that have arisen and celebrated essential workers and small businesses. I actually want to focus, if we can, this last check-in on the Bay Club. Tell us how you're welcoming people back and what's in store over there.
Well, that's really sweet of you. We are beginning to welcome members and guests back. I would say that we're doing it with really a focus on safety right now. You're seeing the increase in the news. It's hard to not pay attention to the news and the increase in cases currently. So just making sure that everybody feels safe and comfortable using our reservation systems or, you know, really understanding the sanitization and social distancing that's in place at every single property. And also trying to be a little bit of an alternate space, right? So
right.
If you think about where can you go to have it controlled and be able to, not kind of deal. It's a little bit better than potentially just being out in the public. So it's been good, though. Pool decks are open and everybody gets their own little pool pod to hang out in. We're doing
nice.
Some socially distanced family dinner nights with bingo, which has been a lot of fun. So it feels like you're with a group, but everybody's, tables 10 to 20 feet away from each other. And you're still kind of seeing the community, though, which we think has been really nice for the members. And camps and activities are in full swing. So, still county by county. We're not totally open in all places, but where we are, the members have been positive and appreciative and just doing our best to make sure that everybody also stays safe. Which is a challenge, right? And now that everybody's out socializing.
San Francisco goes next level, I think, on Monday, right? That's when things
will...
Right.
Yeah, we get the pools open at the Gateway on Monday, which will be so exciting. That's such a fun little spot to be outdoors on the Embarcadero.
Right. Absolutely.
And you mentioned the kids' camps. Is there still room for kids? And do you have to be a Bay Club member to enroll?
You don't have to be a Bay Club member, no. The camps are open to everybody. There is room. And we recently just launched clinics, like training clinics for the older kids, think ages 10 or 11 to 16 or 17, that want to focus on more specific training. Some of the fun stuff we're doing is lifeguard certification. We're doing strength and agility training. We're doing this really fun dance class. We're also doing one for the older kids, how to become a Group X instructor. Just ways that they can, have some socialization, but also from a parent perspective of older teens, how can they use this for a job, right? So great, my kid was able to go to this class. Now they're certified to be a lifeguard, or now they're certified to teach a class.
Oh,
and,
that's cool.
Really thinking through what's appealing to that older group.
On the Bay Club site this morning, get your happy back. What exactly does that mean to you, Annie?
For me, it really just means being able to see part of the community, right? And also, right now it's and also feeling really safe. And so I would say that's, you want to take it in measured steps. And we're, there's studying, right? It's, for us, it's like making sure that staff and members feel that's the safety. I was, really kind of watching what the NBA is doing and how are they making sure that the players and staff and then also the associates in Orlando and IMG are safe and really making, you know, it's like, how do we all just make those right decisions? So mm-hmm. I think, you know, happy for me is seeing kids playing in the pool. That's for mm-hmm. sure. That's what makes my kids happy.
Well, it has been a great couple of months, and actually, in a lot of ways, it helped, you know, having these kind of conversations is what has gotten us to this point where things are starting to slowly back open back up. So, Annie, we really want to thank you for the partnership over the last couple of months. The check-in's
thank
been
you guys.
A
it
big
was
part
wonderful.
Of our days.
Yeah, have a wonderful Friday.
You too, and I'm sure we'll talk, but have a great summer, and I hope the Bay Club has a great
thank
summer,
you,
too.
You too.
Bye.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Let me go back. Hello? I was just looking at some texts as they were rolling in, and I didn't have my page. No, I'm good. This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com, everyone. Radio.com's an app you can get. You can listen to radio with it. The end. Here's what's happening. So I wanted to do this real quick because I thought it was super neat. So here is some science news for you.
Science! Da-da-da-da.
This is a big deal. NASA has renamed its headquarters in Washington, D.C. after Mary Jackson, the first black female NASA engineer. She was played by Janelle Monáe in the movie Hidden Figures. But she is now the namesake of the NASA headquarters in Washington, D.C. That's something to be very proud of, for
sure. That's pretty exciting. You know, I want to say she just passed, but that she was alive when Hidden Figures came out. Like, I want to say they I feel
I think
like
she
I saw
came
her.
Out when they got awards. I think that's
yeah.
that's
like,
what
she
they
was
did.
In a wheelchair. She was elderly, you know, she's mm-hmm. a very old woman, but wow, I mean, and major accomplishment. If you've seen that movie, it's, you know, it's pretty inspiring. Pretty inspiring. It's incredibly inspiring, but also incredibly depressing seeing what these women were put through.
Right. But they put the Hollywood look on
yes,
it. And that's
they did.
The thing that I've told you, have admitted in the past, and I'm sure I'm not alone, but I fall for those stories where everything works out and I'm like, oh, see?
And then things were better.
We are right. okay.
Right. Still, uh-huh. it was great that their story was told because I had absolutely no idea
agreed.
That there were
1,000%.
All these black mathematicians who contributed to this.
Canadian researchers looked at 57 different social behaviors to find out which ones shorten our lifespan the most.
Social behaviors that shorten our... Is it selfies on cliffs?
No.
Okay.
The top three social behaviors that can kill you are smoking, alcohol, and what is your third...
Sex. Banging.
No.
Oh.
No.
Darn it. Eating too much fatty food. At delicious restaurants.
Divorce?
Comes in. I thought in that made people happier.
I'm don't
so happy
think,
I'm divorced.
I think it makes people miserable is what I think.
Oh,
I think that if you've ever heard people's stories about divorce, it's a terrible life experience.
It doesn't sound like a party, that's for sure.
Fighting over the things that you own or that you own together.
Yep. Very few people seem to really be able to keep it amicable the whole time. It, you know, it does seem like there's always, someone's always pissed it's over and someone's always vindictive.
Right. That's the one. The vindictive. Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, mm-hmm. there's that. I thought that was worth sharing.
It's interesting.
Here's a couple quick stories for you. Well, let me do this one first. Sorry, I'm jumping around on my now I'm on my laptop. Let me see here. This story is about four suburban California counties behind the dangerous rise in COVID-19. None of them are in the Bay Area. It's Ventura, Orange County, San Bernardino, and Riverside counties that have contributed to an overall rise in hospitalizations recorded statewide that began after Memorial Day. So I'm not saying we don't have problems around here. I'm just saying, or the story's just saying, the biggest spikes are down south. And one of the things that I already mentioned to you is now they're saying, please go to a restaurant. Don't throw a barbecue. That's where the trouble happens because people aren't set up in their home party venues to keep things spaced the way they need to be.
And sanitary.
Right. The cause for the spikes are not fully known, but for example, a barbecue at a mobile home park in Oxnard recently resulted in 19 people testing positive, and an additional 40 people are now being watched as they may have also been infected. And that's exactly how this goes through this article, where they just say each one of these situations where a party went down and someone had it infected everybody, and it goes out from there. So let me see here. I guess that's enough from this article, other than to repeat that they're saying or suggesting that you should go to a restaurant. They're set up to serve you,
right?
Whether it's outdoors or indoors with spacing, but either way, they suggest you have your gatherings that way as opposed to at home.
Right. And there you, and you're constantly reminded in a restaurant setting as well, that it's COVID time. Like when you're in your backyard and you're relaxing, it starts to feel normal. It does. You've had a couple of beers and suddenly, you know, you're hanging over someone's shoulder looking at their phone. Like we let our guard down really quickly at home. At a restaurant, every time the server comes to your table, they've got a mask on. Every time food is delivered, it's done with gloves. Like it's a reminder that this is happening. And it's also sort of a finite amount of time where you're sitting at the table, you're having this dining experience, and then you can say a socially distanced goodbye to the people right. that you're with. I think it's great advice, actually.
Right. And Annie just spoke to it. Annie from the Bay Club was just on for our check-in, the Bay Club check-in. And she said the same thing. They're looking at ways to have their customers, their members, their guests be best served
right.
without getting them sick. And that's good to know that some, you know, the companies are putting time and work into that. Next story is a Starbucks barista in San Diego got screamed at by a woman when he wouldn't serve her until she put her mask on. She took a picture, called him a sheep, and threatened to get him fired. But instead, someone started a GoFundMe page for him, and he now has $25,000 plus in tips.
Wow.
For trying to do the right thing.
Where was this?
This was in San Diego.
Oh, boy.
A Starbucks barista in San Diego was being screamed at because he said, I won't serve you until you put your mask on.
Well, and that's, look, it's clearly marked. And the government says you have to do it. I'm you know, listen, we're just all, it's not, and don't do it just because the government said to. Do it because it's the right thing to do to protect yourself, the other people around you, your family. I mean, is it really this difficult?
It is.
It's a flipping mask.
It seems like it is. And it's more about how you must be stupid for putting a mask on. What do you do? Everything people tell you to do?
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
yes, I do. I do the things that the authorities tell us. I am not an expert on, you know, on infectious diseases. Are you, Vin?
I mean, not a virologist. No.
No. You know what I hear? The advice of people who I think are in the know, and the people that we've elected, allegedly, to run this country. And I follow their rules just to try to be, a good functioning part of society.
Ding, ding. More adults are living with their parents or grandparents than any other time in U.S. history right now.
Oh, boy.
2.7 million moved back home in March or April. Most of them college aged. And your kid did.
Yeah, sure. We gave up his apartment in Berkeley because he was like, why would I pay for that?
Right. So there you go. I mean, your kid's a perfect example of someone who was out and is now back.
And happily,
it seems like you guys don't mind at all.
We have a great time. Mm-hmm. I'm really wondering what move away college is going to look like this year.
I think everybody is. My buddy's kid just got into college at Arizona State, and they're now just sitting there waiting. Do we even prep for a move? Arizona is one of the places that are spiking right
now.
Big
outbreak, right.
You know, as a parent, do you send your kid? She's been accepted.
Right.
They are going to write checks. Oh, but do you send her? And then when she gets sick, say, what was I thinking? Or is it,
I don't know.
Look, this is the deal. You got to go to school and you're in. And I don't know.
I truly think that just every single sector has these massive things to wonder about and overcome. I mean, that is, I mean, talk about your entire life's play. If you were angling to go to wherever you were angling to go for college and you get in and you're ready to go and you're going to fly the coop and you're going to strike out on your own and become whatever it is you've ever dreamed of becoming. And now, no, you're not. You're going to stay at home and take your courses online, and it's going to just be continued weirdness. I just don't know what to say. I think it's terrible. Vaccine, vaccine, vaccine.
Right. Bring it on. I hope that we get that news any minute now. I can't wait. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here are some of the texts you guys sent. If you love the movie Hidden Figures, you should read the book. These women were total badasses and did not face some of the things displayed in the movie, such as the bathroom scene, which did not happen.
Oh.
All right.
Well, you know, they're making a movie. They always change something. I should read that book.
Janelle Monáe played Mary in Hidden Figures. Yeah, we mentioned that, but it bears repeating. By the way, Janelle Monáe is she one of the most talented, beautiful people on the planet?
She's delightful.
Sings, dances, acts, and then looks like that.
And looks amazing.
Jesus.
She did like maybe just one of her songs sounds like a Prince song. But I remember thinking, God, she's like Prince.
I thought Prince, well, she did the Prince.
Was it a Prince tribute thing?
She did a Prince tribute, but I think he also wrote one of her songs.
That sounds right.
I could be wrong, but I think that's the case.
But she's like a female Prince sometimes, like just the way she moves, and she's super talented. And
are you guys going to talk about the new song album G-Eazy just dropped? He finally addresses the Halsey breakup.
Oh, funny. No, we didn't get to it.
One of the other ones we didn't get to was, what's the guy's name?
John LaMontagne or Tom?
LaMontagne. What is that guy's name?
LaMontagne.
Ray LaMontagne.
Yeah,
he has
just
an album dropping.
Unfortunately, you know, we're limited by time.
The Haim one is the one that I'm actually going to get that.
You already have it. And the Chad Bennington I thought was really good too.
Great A's, is it called?
Great A's. Yeah, D-A-Z-E.
All right. I'll read the rest of your texts on the other side of these. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.